第五章。
Chapter 5.
第八节跟第九节。
5:8-9. Verse 8, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Verse 9, therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him.
第十节。
Verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
当保罗面对死亡的时候，他说他坦然无惧。
When Paul was faced with death, he said that he had to face judgment.
啊，他没有害怕。
And he was not afraid.
啊，因为如果离开身体，就是死的那一天呢，我们就是跟神同在。
Because when he departed from this world, that means that he would be with God.
哦，所以他对人生有一个很清楚的盼望。
So for Paul, he had a very clear goal in his life.
啊，因此他立一个志向。
And therefore, he had a direction.
说无论住在身内，就是还活着，或者啊离开身外，就是他死了。他有一个志向，就是要得神的喜悦。
And he knew that whatever the situation, his goal was to please God.
好，第十节就讲原因了。
And verse 10 talks about the reason why.
啊，因为我们要在基督的台前，按着我们所行的来受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
好，所以我们的生活要讨神喜欢。
And therefore, in this way, our life has to be pleasing to God.
啊，我们现在生活，第一个就是讨自己喜欢，活得快乐。
In many of our lifetimes today, the first thing that we do is please ourselves, that we lead a happy life.
啊，第二个大概是讨自己的孩子喜欢。
And secondly, we might want to please our children.
啊，再来就是讨自己的配偶喜欢。
And lastly, we might want to please our spouse.
啊，或者工作场所讨我们的老板喜欢。
Or we might want to please our boss.
哦，但是如果我们回到圣经哦，最重要是要讨神喜欢。
But if you look back to the Bible, the most important thing is to please Christ.
因为我们从前面所提的这些都是人呐。
Because the three things that we mentioned earlier are all people.
哦，那人都是有限的。
And as people, everyone has limitations. 哦，
但是神就是一切的老板。
But God reigns over all.
如果神呢得到喜欢哦，神就会祝福我们。
And if we do our best to please God, then God will bless us.
啊，第一次我们提到要讨神喜欢要有信心。
And we mentioned that in order to please God, we have to have faith.
啊，不只是相信有神。
And it's not only believing that there is a God.
而且要相信神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
But it's also believing that God will give to those who worship him.
所以凡是有信心的人都是神喜悦的。
So everyone who has faith can please God.
他的生活都有很多很美好的见证。
And their lives will be full of testimony.
所以希伯来书十一章里面提到很多信心的见证人。
So in Hebrews 11, it talks about many characters in the Bible who had faith.
列了一堆啊。
And it has a list of characters in the Bible.
最后说，这些人好像云彩围绕我们。
And in the end, it says that.
来，好像云啊，在围绕我们。
They are like clouds above us.
所以我们走天国路，我们不是第一代。
So we are not the first generation to walk this path.
好多人已经走在前面。
Many people have walked before us.
所以他们有信心，我们就从他生活看到他很多的体验。
So from their lives full of faith, we have many experiences.
如果没有信心。得神喜悦，我们也会有相同的体验。
If we are like them and have faith, then we can have the same experiences.
那第二次我们提到要得神的喜悦，要有爱心。
And the second time we talked about in order to please God, we have to have love.
哦，因为爱，神就是爱啊。
Because God is love.
哎呀，住在爱里面，就住在神里面。
And to be in love means to be living in Christ.
哦，所以没有爱的，就是不认识神。
And to be without love means to not be able to recognize God.
那这个爱啊，特别是指着啊，神的爱充满在我们里面。
And this love means that God's love is filled in our hearts.
哦，好像保罗对腓立比教会的爱。
Just as the love Paul showed towards the church of Philippians.
他很辛苦地传福音给他们。
And he worked very hard to preach the gospel to the church.
而且常常为他们祷告。
And he continually prayed for the church.
哦，而且 他很努力的要帮助他们信仰进步。
And he very diligently helped them to improve their faith.
这个就是爱，神的爱充满在我们里面的一种表现。
And this is a representation of God's love being filled in our hearts.
那这样啊，神就会喜悦我们。
And in this way, God will be pleased with us.
所以彼此相爱不是很狭小的定义在用金钱来帮助别人。
And to be mutually in love with each other does not mean that we use our money to help other people.
从属灵上来讲，很多人需要救恩，很多人需要我们帮忙，让他灵性能够进步。
From a spiritual perspective, there are many people who need the gospel in order to improve their faith.
那今天我们再来提到，要得到神的喜悦，要有要遵行神的旨意。
Today we will talk about that in order to strive to please God, we have to do God's will.
首先我们来看大卫的一生。
First, let's look at the life of David.
先看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at Acts.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
使徒行传十三章二十二节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
Okay. 这里说神废立扫罗。
And here it says that God removed Saul.
扫罗是以色列民的第一个王。
And Saul was the Israelites' first king.
这个是极大的恩典，他是第一个王。
And this was a show of grace.
在众人之上。
And among everyone else,
是很尊贵、很荣耀的。
It was a very respected and honorable position.
那神爱他，为什么又把他废掉呢？
But if God loved him, why did he remove him?
就是他并没有尊重神。
And the reason is because he did not respect God.
就是神要做他的、要做的、叫他做的事情，他用自己的喜好来取代神要叫他做。
And what God told Saul to do, he did not carry out.
就在灭亚玛利人这件事情，神就不喜欢。
And God was not pleased with what Saul carried out the matter.
所以后来神就不要他了。
And in the end, God did not want him.
所以神借撒母耳先知说，告诉他，听命胜于献祭。
And God told Samuel to tell him.
听命胜于献祭，听命令胜于你献祭。听
To heed is better than sacrifice.
Yeah, 顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
To obey is better than the fat of rams.
那悖逆的跟行邪术一样啊，悖逆就是说不顺服啊，这跟行邪术一样。
And he told them that he had to obey.
所以啊，这个扫罗神不喜欢。
And so as a result, God did not like Saul.
因为不遵行神的旨意就是不尊重神。
Because to not respect God's will is not to respect God.
那现在就要立一个人来代替他。
And so God wanted another person to replace him.
就是这个撒母耳到耶西的家。
And Samuel went to the house of Jesse.
他看到有一个这样看起来很像王啊，那个撒母耳就要告他。
And he saw someone that resembled a king.
但是神告诉撒母耳说，人看人，神看人跟人看人不一样。
And God told Samuel that what man looks at and what God looks at are different.
人是看外表，神是看内心。
And man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart.
外表就是他看起来像王，所以应该高他做王。
And for men, they look at the outer appearance to see if they are king.
但神看心是什么心？
But God looks at the heart, and what does that mean?
这里说，大卫合我的心意。凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And here it says, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
是神喜欢他了，因为他每一件事情都要照神的旨意来做。
And God loved David because he was a man after his heart and did according to his will.
这个神没有改变了。
And this is unchanging.
虽然我们不是王。
And even though we are not king.
如果每一件事情都要照着神的旨意来做，神一定很喜悦我们。
If we do everything according to God's will, then God will be pleased with us as well.
那我们现在看大卫活的一生啊，圣经怎么给他结论
？Now let's examine David's life.
我们看三十六节。
Let's look at verse 36. Verse 36. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption.
这个地方说大卫。遵行 神的旨意就睡了。
And it says that David did the will of God and he fell asleep.
啊，如果大卫今天啊埋葬在我们这里。
And if David was buried here today.
如果他的坟墓有一个墓碑。
If his gravestone had something to say.
说他遵行神的旨意就睡了。
It would say that he did the will of God and fell asleep.
那这个代表什么？
And what does this represent?
所以你有时候你到在山里去看那个每个人的墓碑都写的不太一样。
And sometimes when you go to a mortuary, you will see that everyone's gravestone says something different.
那如果有一天呢我们的墓碑别人替我们写说他遵行神的旨意就睡了，这个代表什么？
And if one day our gravestone said he did the will of God and fell asleep, what does this represent?
睡了表示说他会再起来。
To fall asleep means that he will wake up again.
他会复活。
And this means that he will resurrect.
那遵行神的旨意呢？那什么？这个代表什么？
And what does to do the will of God mean?
我们看哥罗西书。
Let's look at Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第一章的第九节。
Verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
这个凡事遵行神的旨意啊，至少代表四件事情。
And to do God's will represents four things.
第一个，行事为人，对得其神。
And the first is to be walk worthy of the Lord.
英文叫 worthy, worthy 就是价值啊，就是说他的做人做事跟神一样啊，在神看起来有价值。
And to be worthy means that your actions are valuable in the sight of the Lord.
所以这个大卫啊，活着一辈子，他最大的价值不是他当王。
So in David's lifetime, his greatest achievement was not to become king.
不是那个身份。
It was not the status of king.
是在他当王的时候，他遵行神的旨意。
It was that before he was king, he followed the will of God.
那这样，他的生活在神的面前是有价值的。
And his life in the presence of God was of value.
这个就是遵行神的旨意好处，在神看起来是有价值。
So if we please God, then in God's eyes, our lives are worthy.
那如果我们没有照神的旨意生活，可能会活得很快乐。
And if we do not follow the will of God and live our lives, we might live a happy life.
世界上有很多人活得很快乐。
And there are many people on the earth who lead happy lives.
所罗门大概活得也很快乐吧。
And King Solomon probably led a good life as well.
但是他那个生活本身，他不是神要叫他这样生活。
But that was not the life that God wanted him to lead.
所以他的结论是什么？虚空。
And so, what was his ending? He felt vain.
就是没有价值。
And nothing in his life had worth.
在神的面前没有价值。
And in God's eyes, his life was not worthwhile.
所以我们的一生如果要有一个很有价值的结论，一个很重要的原则一定要把握。
So if we want to live a life worthy in the eyes of God, there's one thing that we must remember.
就是要明白神的旨意。
And that is to understand the will of God.
然后把神的旨意当作我们人生的理想。
And moreover, to let the will of God be the ideal in our lives.
每个人都有理想。
And everyone has ideals.
如果把神对我的旨意当我人生的理想，这样去追求，我的一生就很有价值。
If we pursue the will of God as our ideal, then our lives will be full of purpose.
保罗归主的时候
，When Paul returned to the Lord,
他问主一个问题。
He asked God one question.
你要我做什么？
What do you want me to do?
我不晓得我们有没有向神问过这个问题。
I don't know if any of us today have asked God this question.
神啊，你要我做什么？
God, what do you want me to do?
有的人不敢问了。
And some people are afraid to ask this question.
为什么？因为他人生他有他自己的理想。
Because they have their own ideals for their lives.
我也听过一个信徒说，他要他的孩子一年以后一年要赚10万到15万就够了。
And I heard a believer once say that they want their child to earn a certain amount of money in the future.
因为他看说这个大概这个数额啊，活着才会很快乐。
Because they thought that to do so would be to lead a happy life.
所以人都有人的理想。
So as people, we all have our goals and our ideals.
所以有时候我们不敢问了，神你要我做什么？
And sometimes we are afraid to ask this question to God.
不知道就好，你就照自己这样一直活，活得很快乐就好。
Because if you don't know, then you will lead a happy life.
那你如果一旦知道神要你做什么？
But if you know what God wants you to do,
但是你又不去做,
but you do not do what he wants you to do,
哇, 那你晚上就很难睡觉了。
Then it will be hard for you to sleep at night.
但是如果我们能够明白神要我做什么, 努力去做, 这样人生才有价值。
But if we are able to understand what God wants us to do and does it accordingly, then our lives will be full of worth.
所以扫罗知道神要叫他做外邦人的使徒。
And Paul knew that God wanted him to be the preacher for the Gentiles.
那以后他接受审判的时候，这个已经是他人生最后一个阶段。
And when he was in judgment, this was during the last segment of his life.
他说我没有从违背从神，神从天上显现给我那个异象。
And God provided him a vision.
哦，就是说他一生啊，他没有离开神要他做的那个目标。
That it is in his entire life, Paul did not deviate from what God wanted him to do.
就是要把福音传开。
And it was to preach the gospel.
哦，一直到他死为止。
Up until the point of his death.
他的人生是什么结论？
And what was the ending of Paul's life?
哦，公义的冠冕为我存留。
And it was the crown of righteousness was preserved for him.
他是活得很辛苦，不错。
And of course, he led a very troublesome life.
这个就是他的十字架。
But this was his cross.
这个就是神要他背的。
And this was what God wanted him to carry.
那活得很辛苦，一定会有代价的。
And of course, to lead a troublesome life will have its consequences.
就是公义的冠冕为我存留。
And it was the crown of righteousness was preserved for Paul.
所以我们今天呢，生活最重要不是活得舒服。
So today in our lives, our most important goal in life is not to lead a comfortable life.
当然，照神的旨意来生活也不一定要受苦。
If we follow the will of God, it doesn't mean that we will be through trials.
但是如果一定要受苦，这个是有价值的。
But if we have to suffer, then we pay a price for it.
有公义的冠冕为我存留，这是何等的好。
Because the crown of righteousness is waiting for us.
所以在第十节这里说，行事为人对得起神。
So in verse 10 here it says that you may walk worthy of the Lord.
这是很值得我们追求一个目标。
And this is a goal that is worthy of us pursuing.
我的一生就是要过一个神认为有价值的生活。
That in our lives we may walk worthy of the Lord.
那下面凡事蒙他喜悦。
And second is fully pleasing him.
在每一件事情神都很喜欢我们。
And this means that in everything we do God is very pleased with us.
这个也是我们努力的目标。
And this is also something that we need to strive towards.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为如果神喜悦我们，神就会亲近我们。
Because if God is pleased with us, then he will become closer to us.
所以我们看那个亚伯兰的一生。
So if we look at the life of Abraham.
神75岁向他显现。
God appeared to him when he was 75.
说你要离开你的故乡。
And said that you have to leave your hometown.
本地本族。
And you have to leave where you came from.
你要搬家。
And you have to move.
大家都不喜欢搬啊。
And of course no one wants to move.
那搬到哪里？
And where was he going to move to?
他也不知道搬到哪里。
Abraham did not know.
他只知道神叫他搬就搬了。
But he knew that God wanted him to move, and so he did so.
那就是因为他这样哦，明白神要叫他做什么，他就去做。
And because Abraham knew what God wanted him to do, and he did it.
所以神常常向他显现。
And so God appeared to him very often.
因为神喜欢他。
Because God was pleased with Abraham.
但是
86
岁的时候，
when Abraham turned 86,
他做了一件事情神不高兴。
Abraham did something that God was not pleased with.
就是从他的子女生一个孩子。
And he gave birth to a girl.
从他的子女他的仆人生一个儿子。
And his servant gave birth.
夏甲生一个仆人。
His servant gave birth.
这个就是现在阿拉伯人的开始。
And this is the beginning of Arab.
以色列民跟阿拉伯人在征战嘛，这个就是开始在这里。
And this was the beginning of the conflict between Israel and the Arabs.
那这样，从86岁到99岁，神就没有向他显现。
And from 86 to 99, God did not appear to Abraham.
13年，神不向他显现。
And for 13 years, God did not appear to Abraham.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他做那件事情，神不高兴。
Because of what Abraham did, God was not pleased with him.
神不高兴，神就不向他显，不看他了，不向他显现。
And because God was not pleased with Abraham, he did not appear to him.
那其他每一次亚伯兰做什么事情，神都很喜欢，就祝福他。
And prior to that, whatever Abraham did, God was pleased and he blessed him.
所以你看，他跟罗德。
So if you look at Abraham's situation with Lot.
他两个人仆人合不来。
And they could not reach an agreement.
仆人啊，他们的仆人 servant,
and their servants were not very agreeable with each other.
那亚伯兰就很注重亲情了，说我们是骨肉，我们不能这样争啊，你先选吧。
And Abraham thought of Lot first and told him to pick.
哦，结果罗德选择最好。
And Lot picked the best plot of land.
那如果以我们一般人来讲，我们一定会很生气。
And to most of us, if this happened to us, we would feel rather angry.
我比你长辈啊。
We would say that we are older than you.
是我带你来这里啊。
And I brought you to this land.
那你把最好的选，不好的留给我。
And why would you choose the best and leave the worst to me?
那亚伯兰没有这样。
But Abraham did not do so.
他只想做神认为对的事情。
He just wanted to do what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
因为他知道祝福在神。
Because he knew that blessings were from the Lord.
所以罗德搬走了，就选最好的。
So Lot moved away to the best plot of land.
那神就向亚伯兰显现。
And God appeared to Abraham.
说要赐福给你。
And God told Abraham that he would bless him.
你起来看。
Get up and look.
你看到我都要给你。
Everything that you see, I will give to you.
你起来走。
And get up and walk.
你走到我都要给你。
Everywhere you walk to, it will be yours.
所以在人看起来，亚伯兰吃亏了。
So from the eyes of man, Abraham suffered.
但事实上，亚伯兰并没有吃亏。
But in reality, Abraham did not suffer.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他做的神喜欢。
Because what he did, God was well pleased.
所以今天啊，一个人如果真的很有眼光。
So today, if we have a lot of foresight.
哦，那我们会在人看起来吃亏都没有关系，只要你看远一点，这样神会高兴就够了。
In the eyes of man, they might judge us, but we know that as long as we please God, that is enough.
哦，那再来，亚伯拉罕就。他的罗德被抓走了。
And then Lot got taken away.
亚伯兰就带着318个人一直追追追、把他罗德抢回来。
And Abraham took 318 men and took Lot back.
那个时候他已经是老人了。
And by that time, Abraham is rather old.
打战是要牺牲生命的。
And he needed to sacrifice his life.
他真的很爱罗德。
But he really loved Lot.
他真的没有计较跟罗德的这些以前的这些冲突。
And he did not let his past disagreements with Lot get in the way.
结果回来的时候,
and when they returned,
哦, 就有一个撒冷王,
there was a king,
哦, 就来迎接他,
that took them.
那圣经说他无父无母, 没有爸爸, 没有妈妈, 没有族谱。
And the Bible says that he was an orphan.
哦, 那怎么有可能一个人没有爸爸妈妈, 没有妈妈, 没有族谱呢?
And how could someone be an orphan?
这个人就是神。
And this person was God.
神变成人来迎接他。
God came in the form of man to take him.
就给他祝福。
And this was the way of blessing him.
因为他做的喜欢。
Because what Abraham did, God was well pleased with.
那亚伯兰到99岁。
And when Abraham was 99,
神说你要在我面前做完全人。
God told him that you will be complete in my eyes.
所以他就很努力要做在神看起来是完全。
And so Abraham was very diligent in pleasing God.
就在神的标准下没有缺点。
And under God's standard, he was not lacking.
结果圣经说亚伯兰年纪老迈，在每一件事情神都祝福他。
And in the Bible it says that in his old age, he pleased God in everything he did.
哦，为什么每一件事情神都祝福他
？And why did God bless him in everything that he did？
因为神喜欢他。
Because God was well pleased with him.
为什么神喜欢他
？And why did was God well pleased with him？
因为他所做的一切都要让神喜欢。
Because everything that Abraham did was happy in the eyes of the Lord.
所以今天我们的生活很重要的就是。看不见的这一位神，他掌管我们的一切，要做他喜欢的事情。
So in our lifetime today, the God who holds everything, we have to strive to please Him in our lives.
所以凡事蒙他喜悦，那我们一生的恩典呢，就用不完。
So if we live our lives fully pleasing God, then we will never get tired of the grace from God.
我们再看哥罗西书的第一章第十节。
Let's look at Colossians 1 verse 10.
说在一切善事上多结果子。
And it says, being fruitful in every good work.
这个善事上多结果就是表示一个人、哦、有改变的。
And to be fruitful in every good work means that we have changes in our lives.
怎么改变？
And what kind of changes?
还没有信主以前我们是没有结果子的。
And before believing in God, we do not produce fruits.
比如说在我们生活也没有什么美德。
And that means that in our lives, we do not have anything that is productive.
哎，但是在信主以后，我们就会改变。
But after coming to believe, then we have some sort of transformation.
在我们生活中有很多的美德。
And in our lives, we have good work.
这个美德就是果子。
And this type of good work is bearing fruit.
果子是看得到的。
And bearing fruit is something that is evident.
果子是别人能够享用的。
Being fruitful is something that other people can enjoy.
对人有帮助的。
And is helpful to people around us.
你想想看，如果我们能够多结果子。
Think about it, if we are able to be more fruitful.
我们在教会就是一个英文叫什么 ？Asset，asset 是不是？一个财产，教会的财产 ，asset。
And this means that in church, then we are an asset to other people.
这个是很宝贵的。
And this is something that is very precious.
我们教会有这个信徒啊，这个好像是我们的财产。
And we will have certain believers that will be like assets to the church.
但是如果我们变成教会的 liability， 这就很头痛了。
But if we become a church of liabilities, then that is something that will make our head hurt.
就比方说这个变成教会的担子。
Because this will be a burden to the entire church.
所以我们要遵循神的旨意，这样我们在教会里面真的能够造就人。
So we have to obey the laws of God in order to save more people.
能够造就别人。
In order to save others.
所以很多人在我们身上看到基督的样子。得到造就。
So if people see that we have Jesus' image in our lives, then they will be able to gain eternal life.
这就是要遵行神的旨意。
And to do so, this means that we have to please God.
这个人变成一个有价值的人。
And to do God's will, we will live a life worthy of the Lord.
那下面就是说渐渐多知道神。
And the fourth thing it says is increasing in the knowledge of God.
所以当一个人常常在行神的旨意神喜欢他就会把他自己启示更多给这个人，他就越来越认识神。
And when a person follows God's will, then God will appear more and more often to him.
所以我们在诗篇里面看到大卫写了很多的诗，跟神非常的接近。
And we see that in the book of Psalm, David wrote many songs and praises because he was closer and closer to God.
因为神喜欢他。
And this was because God liked him.
所以他对神的认识非常的深。
And so God, David was very knowledgeable and close to God.
那这个遵行神的旨意其实就是跟神同行。
And to do God's will means to walk with God.
这是我们生活一个很高的理想，跟神同行。
And this is a very high goal in our lives, to walk with God.
好像以诺跟神同行。
And it is like how Enoch walked with the Lord.
同行300年。
And he walked with the Lord for 300 years.
那神看不到，你怎么跟神同行？
And if you do not see God, how can you walk with God?
跟人同行这很容易了解。
And to walk with people among us, this is very easy to understand.
那跟神同行就是明白神的旨意。
And to walk with the Lord means to understand the will of the Lord.
照这样去生活就是跟神同行。
And to understand the will of the Lord and live by it, this means to walk with the Lord.
所以我们回来看第九节。
So let's look back in verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章的第九节。
Colossians 1 verse 9.For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
这里讲要有属灵的智慧跟悟性才能够满心知道神的旨意。
And here it says, to fully understand the will of God, we have to have wisdom and spiritual understanding.
所以我们在信仰生活也不只是都靠感觉。
So in our spiritual lives, it is not just about emotions and feelings.
这里说属灵的智慧，智慧就是判断力，还有属灵的悟性，悟性就是领悟力。
But rather it's about wisdom and also spiritual understanding and judgment.
就是这个就是我们明白神的旨意的一个重要的关键。
And this is a very important part of understanding the will of God.
有属灵的判断力，有属灵的领悟力。
To be able to have the wisdom and spiritual understanding.
那这个判断力、领悟力从哪里来
？And where does this wisdom and spiritual understanding come from？
当然，首先是从祷告来的。
Of course, first is through prayer.
所以保罗说我为你们祷告。
And that's why Paul says, "I do not cease to pray for you."
所以你们有属灵的智慧跟悟性。
So that you may have the wisdom and spiritual understanding.
所以说，我们常常发现如果我们本身多祷告
，And that is why often when we pray more often in our lives,
道理就听得懂。
Then we will be able to understand sermons.
如果我们多祷告。
And if we pray more often,
很多会议要开的时候，很容易有结论。
When we have meetings, then we will be able to easily come to a conclusion.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为神借圣灵给我们一种属灵的领悟力跟判断力。
Because God, through the Holy Spirit, gives us a sense of wisdom and spiritual understanding.
所以教会如果开会太长没有结论，就是 没有被圣灵充满。
So if a church meeting goes too long, then that means that we are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
也没有属灵的领悟力跟判断力啊，只是用人的头脑，每个人想的都不一样。
And we are lacking in the Holy Spirit and wisdom and spiritual understanding, and everyone has different views.
那不一样就讨论不完了。
And with different views, then you cannot come to a conclusion.
如果神开我们的心，给我们明白他的旨意。
But if God opens our hearts for us to understand His will,
很容易就有结论了。
Then we'll easily come to a conclusion.
这个是关键。
And this is something that we need to remember.
好，我们现在看那个以赛亚书十一章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 11.
好，以赛亚书十一章的第二节。
Isaiah 11 verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
第三节
Verse 3, His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears.
Okay, 这里在讲啊，从耶西要发，必发一条生根，必结果子。
And here it talks about a rod from the stem of Jesse that shall bear fruit.
这个到底是什么？
And what does this mean?
这个就是主耶稣了。
And this represents Jesus Christ.
他是大卫的后裔嘛。
Because he came after David.
好。这是预言
and this is
prophecy.
A prophecy.
那第二节说，神的灵要住在他身上。
And in verse 2 it says the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
所以主耶稣被神的灵充满。
So this means that Jesus was filled with the Spirit of the Lord.
那特别说，这个是智慧跟聪明的灵。
And it specially says that it is a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
所以你看，主耶稣有属灵的判断力，他有属灵的领悟力。
And we see that Jesus was able to judge and understand because he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣满心知道神的旨意。
And in this way, Jesus fully understood the will of the Lord.
因为智慧跟充满灵住在他里面。
Because wisdom and understanding were in him.
然后谋略跟能力的灵。
And this was also a spirit of counsel and might.
知识跟敬畏的灵。
And also a spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
所以今天对我们教会的信徒来讲哦，应该这个是更实在，要明白神的旨意是更实在。
So to our members today, understanding the will of God is more realistic.
因为我们有圣灵。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
那有圣灵，圣经看得懂。
And because we have the Holy Spirit, we will be able to understand what we read in the Bible.
所以所有神的旨意都隐藏在圣经里面。
And all of God's will is written in the Bible.
因此，如果圣灵充满，常常读圣经，我们就可以明白神的旨意。
So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit and read the Bible often, we will know and understand the will of the Lord.
所以旧约的先知跟新约的先知不一样。
And so the Old Testament times and New Testament times is different.
先知 prophet.
The prophets are different in both testaments.
因为旧约没有圣经。
Because in the Old Testament they did not have the Bible.
所以他的先知是从神启示，然后他才到处去传。传神的话语。
So God revealed himself to the prophets and they preached the gospel.
那新约的先知呢，这个神的旨意就在圣经。
And God's will was in the Bible for the New Testament prophets.
所以新约的先知就是你被圣灵充满，读圣经，对神的旨意比别人有更清楚的认识，那你去传，这个就是先知。
The prophets in the New Testament had the Holy Spirit read the Bible and was able to preach the will of God and knew God's will.
所以新约时代所谓做先知常常就是讲道。
So in the New Testament, to be a prophet, they often preached.
那有时候我们虽然我们没有在台上讲道，我们自己看圣经明白神的旨意，那这个就是就是生活对我们就有帮助了。
And many times, even though we do not give sermons, if we read the Bible and have the Holy Spirit, we understand the will of God and it will help us in our lives.
我们先来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
有一些事情圣经找得到原找得到怎么做。
And in some things in the Bible, we will be able to refer to the Bible and tell us how to live.
比方说神的旨意就是要叫我们远避淫行，保守圣洁，这个很清楚。
And for instance, God's will is for us to remain holy, and that is very clear.
但是有一些事情好像神的旨意不是很清楚。
But some things, God's will is not very clear to us.
那我怎么判断？
And how do we judge that?
好，我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
二十三节。
Verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
所以说，凡事都可行，但不都有益处。
And here it says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful.
就是说很多事情啊你可以去做但是对我们不一定有益处。
And this means that in many circumstances you can go out and do it, but it may not be helpful for our lives.
所以什么是神的旨意?
And so what is God's will?
它对我们有益处。
God's will is doing things that are helpful to our faith.
所以你找不到,圣经找不到可以不可以抽烟呢?
And in the Bible you cannot find whether or not we can smoke.
哦,也找不到可以不可以用 drug.
And we cannot find anywhere in the Bible that says we cannot use drugs.
但是为什么不可以?
But why can we not do that?
哦,这个对我们没有益处。
Because it is not helpful to us.
身体是神的殿,这个毁坏神的身体。
And our body is the temple of God. And if we do so, then we are harming the temple of God.
那第二个原则。
And the second,
凡事都可行,都不造就人。
All things are lawful, but not all things edify.
哦,就很多事情啊,你觉得很自由,你可以做。
And many things we may have the freedom to do.
但是
However,
如果不能造就人的不能做
If it does not edify other people, we should not do it.
比方说还没有结婚以前两个人住在同一个 apartment.
For instance, before marriage, if two people live together in an apartment.
虽然这 apartment 是两个房间
And rather, even though the apartment has two separate rooms.
有的人他很成熟我不会发生什么事情啊
And some people think that nothing will happen.
但是
However,
如果让软弱的人就跌倒
it might let weaker people around them stumble in their faith.
所以这个不造就人。
So in this way, it's not edifying to other people.
虽然可以省房租，但这不是神的旨意。
And even though you can save money in rent, but this is not the will of God.
因为这会让软弱的跌倒。
Because this might let those who are weaker in their faith stumble.
你圣经找不到啊，可以不可以？
So even though you cannot find in the Bible, can we do it?
但是原则很清楚啊。
The rules are very simple.
要对人有造就。
It has to be edifying to others.
最后一个。
Lastly.
凡事都可行，但是都要荣耀神。三十一节。
It is in verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
到最后就是说，我做的能不能荣耀神？
And lastly, it is in what we do, are we able to glorify God?
有时候我们在公司里面上班，我们常常会想说，那神的旨意是什么？
And oftentimes, when we work in our companies, we might wonder, what is God's will?
我在这里上班到底有没有什么原则？
And is there a reason for me to work here?
就是这个原则。
And this is the reason.
如果我在我们工作上能够荣耀神。
If in our work, we are able to glorify God.
我们的工作就有天上的赏赐。
Then our work will be blessed by God.
因为这就是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.
所以以弗所书这样说。
So in Ephesians it says,
如果我们在工作的场合能够遵行神的旨意。
If we are able to fulfill the will of God,
在我们工作的地方。
In our workplace,
那在天上就有赏赐。
Then in heaven we will receive blessings.
所以每一件事情
So in everything that we do,
我们到最后一个考虑就是，这是不是神的旨意
？Our consideration should be, is this the will of the Lord?
如果是
，and if it is,
这是值得我们做
，and it is something that is worthy for us to do.
神就会喜悦我们
，and God will be pleased with us.
我们生活有价值
，because our life has worth.
对神的认识会增加
，and we will increase in our understanding of the Lord.
这是好的
，and this is something that is very beneficial.
我们唱诗
，Let's sing hymn.
252首。
Hymn 252.